Finally, in pursuit of these objectives, I fully support Congress's constitutional role in providing an authorization for the use of military force. This authorization should be broad and agile, but unconstrained by unnecessary restrictions, restrictions that today cause not only frustration in our military, our intelligence, and our diplomatic communities, but also significantly slow down the decision-making process for numerous fleeting opportunities. It is important, however, to realize that such an authorization is neither a comprehensive strategy nor a war-winning one. If there is not a clear, coherent, and comprehensive strategy forthcoming from the administration, there should be no authorization.